Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Deeper Truth presents... Yes, welcome to another edition of Stand in the Gap, where we celebrate our saint of the day, remember our priests, pray for our children, remember those who have gone before, and many other special features. Following this brief program note, our saint of the day is next.
And welcome to Deeper Truth. Stand in the gap with us and Saint Devasayam Pillai. Today we come to Saint Devasayam in prayer, grateful for your life and your example of faith, love, and service to others. As a convert to Catholicism in India and a martyr for the faith, you showed us how to live a life of deep devotion to God and to His people. And as a witness to the transformative power of faith, we ask for your intercession and guidance for all those who are seeking to deepen their relationship with God, and may they be inspired by your example to have courage and faith in the face of adversity and to trust in God's plan for their lives. Saint Devasayam Sahayam, we ask that you help us to be mindful of the needs of others and to always be willing to lend a helping hand. And may we never forget the importance of prayer, reflection, and contemplation in our daily lives. And may we always seek to deepen our relationship with God. And we ask for your continued blessings on all those who are seeking to grow in knowledge and understanding of God, and on all those who strive to live a life of holiness. And we thank you for your unwavering love and guidance. Amen. And Saint Devasayam, when you were tortured for being a Christian, you stood firm in the faith. You proclaimed the gospel courageously and upheld the Christian values of equality and fraternity. Intercede for us that we may live the gospel fearlessly and embrace suffering joyfully. Amen. Devasayam Pillai, who was born a Hindu, but embraced Christianity in the 18th century, was canonized by Pope Francis during a mass in St. Peter's Basilica on a Sunday, making Blessed Devasayam the first Indian layman to be declared a saint by the Vatican. He was born into an affluent Hindu family in 1712. As a young man, he went about into the service of the royal household in India's province, and which is the district he converted to Christianity in the year 1745. 7 years later, he was paraded on a buffalo and was shot dead January the 14th, 1752. He was tortured for 3 years ahead of his execution on charges of treason. Eventually, put in the charge of state affairs, Pelley became acquainted with a Dutch Navy commander who trained the King of Kings forces, and their relationship awakened Pelley's interest in the captain's Christian faith. And at his baptism in 1745, Pelley chose the name Lazarus. His wife and other members of his family were baptized at the same time. Soon after, Pelley's enemies convinced the royal court that he was using his position to force others to convert, leading to his imprisonment. And European Christians came to Pelley's defense, urging the king to release him. And after 3 years, the king complied under condition that Pelley go into exile to a hostile territory. And though beaten and tortured almost daily, Pelley consistently responded with kindness, openly praying for his captors. According to the church, he was persecuted for practicing his faith and was martyred. Intriguingly, there are not many visible signs of religious persecution in the kingdom in those days. Syrian Catholics had been living in southern Italy since the 2nd century. The Syrian Catholics traced their conversion to St. Thomas, who was one of the 12 disciples of Jesus. One among the many of the tortures the servant of God went through is that he was taken by walk from place to place and on buffalo back. Thirst is another way of torture they put him into. The servant of God was brought to a small place where he was placed on a rock, and he was overcome by thirst and being refused. Instead, he was given sewage water. He prayed to God, weeping, and hit the rock with his elbow, which gave forth water in a miraculous way he could drink. On his way, seated on a buffalo, he was brought to this place, and due to the various torture he suffered, he felt very thirsty, and he requested the soldiers for some water to drink, and he could not drink the filthy water given to him. Kneeling down on this rock and prayed to Jesus, he hit the rock with his elbow, and what a wonder! A miraculous fountain appeared on the rock, and water gushed out, and he drank it and continued his journey. And today people drink this miraculous water and get God's healing. And this rock continues even today to give water. And even now people visit this fountain in large numbers. Shot to death by local soldiers in 1752, Pelley's body was transported to Xavier Church. Later, when his remains were interred beneath the altar, the site became a popular pilgrimage destination. In 2012, Deva Sahayan Pelley became the first Indian layman not connected to any religious institute to be beatified. 10 years later, he was canonized in Rome, and his liturgical feast is celebrated on January 14th. And most of the saints from India are Europeans. Even the case of Indians, they are ordained people. But Deva Sahayam was not a clergyman. His elevation to sainthood means a lot to local people. The miracle of resuscitating a child in the 20th week of pregnancy, attributed to Deva Sahayam's pillai, was recognized by Pope Francis in 2014, clearing the path to his canonization in 2022. Earlier in 2016, the Pope had recognized such miracles by Mother Teresa to clear her way to sainthood. And a miracle attributed to Deva Sahayam Pillai was recognized by Pope Francis in 2014, clearing the path to his canonization in 2022. And while preaching, he particularly insisted on the equality of all people, despite caste differences. This aroused the hatred of the higher classes, and he was arrested in 1749. He was a convert to Catholicism by a Jesuit priest in 1745. And Deva Sahayam Pillai took the name Lazarus when he became a Christian. In his preaching, he particularly insisted on the equality of all peoples, despite caste differences. And this aroused the hatred of the higher classes, and he was arrested in 1749. And after enduring increasing hardships, he received the crown of martyrdom when he was shot on 14 January 1752. And Blessed Lazarus is the first lay person from India to be canonized. And on May the 15th, Pope Francis canonized Blessed Deva Sahayam Pillai from 1712 to 1752 from India. Wow. And we thank you, Lord, for the example and life of Saint Deva Sahayam Pillai. Pray for the church around the world. And I had the privilege of working with Catholic priests from India who came from where the land of Saint Deva Sahayam Pillai. And through his love and example would be an instrument the Lord will use and use to reach others. And may our Lord continue to reach out to those seeking you, Lord, such as Saint Deva Sahayam Pillai. And so we pray for our priests. That throughout the world, they will reach many through their preaching and teaching. The young, the youth, places that would be desolate. So we pray for all of our Catholic priests around the world. We pray for Pope Francis and all the clergy around the world today that they will hold fast to the deposit of faith that Christ gave his Holy Catholic Church.
It is time to pray for our priests, the real men in black.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black, why you never see bright colors on my back, and why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on.
Without them, there are no sacraments. He counsels you. Who counsels him? He is on the front lines in the war against sin.
I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side.
Now let us join together as we pray for our priests.
I'm the man in black.
Joy is prayer. Joy is strength. Joy is love. And joy is a net by which we catch souls. Mary, Mother of Jesus, throw your mantle of purity over our priests. Protect them, guide them, and keep them in your heart. Be a mother to them, especially in times of discouragement and loneliness. Love them and keep them belonging completely to Jesus. Like Jesus, they too are your sons. So keep their hearts pure and virginal. Keep their minds filled with Jesus, and put Jesus always on their lips, so that Jesus is the one they offer to sinner and all they meet. Mary, bless them, and keep a special place for them in your heart. Give them a piece of your heart, so beautiful and pure and immaculate, so full of love and humility, so that they too can grow in the likeness of Christ. Dear Mary, make them humble like you and holy like Jesus. Heavenly Father, grant that our priests be strengthened and healed by the power of the Eucharist they celebrate, and may the word they proclaim give them courage and wisdom. Lord, incline them to constant adoration and thanksgiving. Pray in and through them. Let them live in you and keep them in this intimate union always. O Mary, Immaculate Conception, Mother of Jesus and Mother of Priests, pray and intercede for all our priests. As we pray for our bishops, Lord, may your Holy Spirit grant our bishops with the gifts of wisdom and strength, gentleness and compassion, as our bishops continue to take up their role as our pastors and teachers. And Lord, we pray for our deacons. Lord Jesus Christ, servant of all, send your Spirit upon our deacons as they serve your church. Give our deacons a discerning mind to know your truth. And give our deacons a generous spirit when they are tired but needed. And give our deacons a humble heart when their work goes unnoticed. And give our deacons the peace of mind in obedience and service. And give our deacons health of body, so they may serve with strength. And give our deacons fertile ground for your inspiration and love. And comfort them, Lord, when they question themselves and their ministry. And make their heart like yours, Lord, so they may love your people. Amen. And Lord, we pray for our seminarians. Lord, give our seminarians the grace to follow you more perfectly. When they are lonely or discouraged, fill them with your peace. Jesus, meek and humble of heart, make the hearts of our seminarians like yours. Amen. Lord, give them strength when they feel weak, love when they feel forsaken, courage when they feel afraid, wisdom when they feel foolish, and comfort when they feel alone, and hope when they feel rejected. Lord, raise up worthy ministers for your altars and ardent but gentle servants of the gospel. And grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. And Lord, we pray for the altar servers. Lord Jesus, we thank you for the altar servers and their opportunity to serve you during the Holy Mass. In your sacred presence, their hearts, fill their hearts with joy and peace. And may your Spirit always guide them so they may grow in your love by the grace of the Heavenly Father. Amen. Cleanse their hearts, Lord, from all evil and distracting thoughts. Enlighten their understanding and inflame their will that they may serve worthily at your holy altar. And with the altar servers, we pray for all children. So important that we pray for children, Lord.
It is time and bring them to pray for those who will carry the faith beyond our years. Our
children. Children.
You'll have that responsibility children, soon enough, kids. But for now,
run and jump and play. Young, carefree children.
And help them keep their childlike faith.
And the thing that's really sad is that we lose the faith we had when we were children. Loud, proud children.
Lord, your word is filled with accounts of miraculous protection, and we claim that power for vulnerable children. Make your little ones invisible to people who seek to exploit them. Saint Joseph, watch over us and care for us just as you cared for the child Jesus. And by your help, may we come to know your Son and so grow in strength and wisdom and the favor of God. Amen. St. Joseph is the patron saint of the universal church, families, fathers, expectant mothers, travelers. O glorious St. Joseph, to you God committed the care of his only begotten Son amid the many dangers of this world. And we come to you and ask you to take under your special protection the children God has given us. Through holy baptism, they became children of God and members of his holy church. O Saint Joseph, do assist us by your powerful intercession and obtain for us from your divine Son all spiritual blessings through Jesus Christ our Lord, along with Saint Thevatahayim Pillai and Saint Sebastian and St. Nicholas, and St. Maria Goretti, and St. Daphna, St. Philomena, and St. Gianna, and St. Christopher, and St. Michael the Archangel, St. Raphael the Archangel, and St. Gabriel the Archangel, and St. Monica, St. Anthony, all you holy men and women in the kingdom of heaven, and all you angels, pray for us. Lord, you are children and our grandchildren's refuge and fortress, the God in whom they can and should put their trust. I pray that no evil shall be allowed to befall on our children and grandchildren. No plague will come near their tent. And Lord, you are my strength, in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold and my refuge. You're my Savior, Lord. And I will call upon you, Lord, who is worthy to be praised. And so shall I be saved from my enemies. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, I love you very much. I beg of you to spare the life of the unborn child whom I have spiritually adopted, whose life is in danger of abortion. And Lord, I bring before you the prodigals. We pray and lift up the prodigals, Lord. Thank you for loving them even more than we do, Lord, for watching over them when we can't, and for working to draw them to yourself. And we pray for America. We pray for our soldiers and veterans. Lord, we ask you to bless the members of our armed forces. Give them courage, hope, and strength. And may they ever experience your firm support, gentle love, and compassionate healing. Be their power and protector, leading them from darkness to light. And Lord, we pray for those in prison, who are resident in prison, and their families. And may they be aware of your presence with them. And may your Spirit bring them peace and the hope of new life in Jesus Christ. And we pray for those in hospitals, Lord. We pray for our police officers and our first line responders, our EMTs. And we pray for our hospital nurses and doctors. And we pray for all those who are there, that the hospital setting would be a place of healing and hope for all there. And Lord, we pray for those who are, we pray for the elderly. Lord, you promised to carry us even in our old age. Pray for a spiritual strengthening for those who find their bodies are failing. We are spirit more than flesh. Lord, help our loved ones embrace this transition from flesh to spirit gracefully and with dignity. And we pray for the souls in purgatory. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in universal church, those in my own home and within my family. My God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love you, and I ask pardon of you for those who do not believe, do not adore, do not hope, nor do not love you. And Lord, we pray for those who have recently passed. Pray the Holy Rosary for those who have recently passed. Pray the glorious mysteries focusing on the resurrection and life after death. God our Father, your power brings us to birth. Your providence guides our lives. And by your command, we return to dust. Lord, those who die still live in your presence. Their lives change but do not end. I pray and hope for my family relatives and friends, and for all those who have recently passed, known to you alone. In company with Christ who died and now lives, and may they rejoice in your kingdom, where all our tears are wiped away. Unite us together again in one family to sing your praise forever and ever. Amen. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them, and may they rest in your peace, Lord. And may Almighty God bless us with his peace and strength, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And may the light of Jesus and the angels bring peace and salvation to our parents, to my parents. And may they rest in peace, knowing that their souls belong to God and God only. No demon, no devil, no principality, no evil spirit has access to their light and salvation. And may Holy Mary, the angels, and all the saints welcome them now that they have gone forth from this life. May Christ, who was crucified for them, bring them freedom and peace. May Christ, who died for them, admit them into his garden of paradise. And may Christ, the true shepherd, embrace them as one of his flock. And may he forgive all their sins and set them among those he has chosen. Amen. And Lord, we thank you for loving us this month much, for coming here, coming down to earth, and loving us this month much.
I love you. This much, my.
Amen. And the Lord will raise us up. He raises us up. His love holds on to us. He loves us so.
Shadow of death.
Wow. And if there's any stumbling blocks out there, any stumbling blocks that's preventing you from going to Mass or praying the rosary, if there's any stumbling blocks preventing you from God's grace, we will say, let those obstacles go.
Like this, the fourth, the fifth. your face.